With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking with the District Director of the Cape Ann Veterans Services, V. Ciparini. And V, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Rick, for always having us and including us.
Oh, it's check on you every day. I guess what I've discovered, the best way to find out about what's going on for us civilian types is to go to the Facebook page that's provided on Gloucester Social Services. The Gloucester website with social media is what I'm trying to say. So, V, tell me a little bit about, before we talk in general, let's get specific here. One of the events I enjoy reading about in the Times is the Army-Navy game, and I'm talking about the local Army-Navy game. Who came up with that idea?
Yep, so the idea originally came from my predecessor, Adam Kukuru, maybe 8 years ago. A couple of the guys were sitting around. I don't know if you remember, we have the Friday morning coffee socials weekly. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing a few guys were all just sitting around and saying, hey, what can we do to, you know, bring in some of the younger guys, some of the younger generations to kind of come together? And then what we discovered, or what he must have discovered, was it's not just about the younger generations. It's what can we do to bring us all together? What else can we do to share in camaraderie, right? Not everyone can make it to a Friday coffee social. So what can we do to kind of cater to everyone who still wants to share and be amongst one another? What can we do? And so, you know, they created the Army-Navy game. It used to be on the same day as the actual National Army-Navy game. So it was on the actual Saturday that the National Army and Navy teams play. They used to do it earlier in the morning, and then we would have a watch party following that. And in recent years, we kind of changed that over, transitioned over to having it Friday night under the lights. We kind of discovered how fun that could be by accident. last year, Army-Navy played here in at Gillette for the first time ever. They switched it out and played in Gillette, and we switched it over so that some of the players that we have playing in our game were able to attend the game if they were going to attend the game. And through a poll of asking other players if they preferred to keep it on the Friday or transition back to Saturday, most of them had recommended sticking to the Friday. So here we were this past Friday on a frigid 23 night playing football.
Do the participants buy their own jerseys and stuff like that with, you know, numbers and names?
So we provide jerseys for a lot of the veterans. Mm-hmm. We do have a stash they can borrow, but if you want a certain number, you want to kind of play around with it. I know some of the guys add their own patches, add ranks and things like that. So if you want a particular type or a particular number, you can purchase your own jersey. Obviously, the profits go back to the cost of what it cost us to purchase the jerseys in the first place, and then the coffee socials and any other fun things that we're able to provide them. So the money does go back to the office if you do decide to purchase the jersey, but if you are not financially able to or don't want to purchase the jersey because it's not a branch of service that you served under, that's okay. We have jerseys to spare that we can share, and I usually just go back and wash them afterwards.
That is
recycle
cool.
Them for the next year.
Excellent. That is so cool. What's the age range from participants specifically with respect to this Army-Navy game?
So Friday, I'd say the youngest player was maybe early 30s, and the oldest player was 83.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's special, because I know that sometimes over the years, there has been some conflict sometimes between war veterans and younger guys who don't see combat with respect to you know, what's available to them in services and so on. But that's sort of been washed away, and I think that's one of the great things of what the veteran services do is bring people together, and the fact that, hey, you served. No matter what, you served. So I think, do you find that? Do you find it seems like it's a no-brainer that people are just willing to help each other out?
Yeah, so we don't discriminate on conflict, right? We do not discriminate whether you served in combat or not, right? The idea is that we're here to help you access any sort of resources, services, support that you, the individual veteran, may need regardless of the era that you served under, if you served overseas anywhere or not. We're all in this together, right? We're all in this in one team, and it takes every single one of us to make up the military, whether that be the guys who are in the front lines who are fighting, you know, for our freedom, or that's the guy that's the clerk that's sitting stateside signing our paper checks so that we can get a paycheck at the end of every month for the military. So regardless of your role in the military, every single job is just as important, and that's what we try to reflect now. It does not matter what you did while you were in the service. The idea is that you have some sort of resource, you have some sort of support to provide one another. Let's continue on with this camaraderie, right? Let's share amongst one another. Let's learn from one another, and let's help each other grow.
Yeah, and from what I understand, there's enough of the pie to go around, and that's a good thing. I have a friend who didn't want to share that he served in Vietnam, and he mm-hmm. didn't want to share it because even though he was in the infantry, he ended up getting a clerk's job, I think, in Saigon, and never saw one round of action. And I told him, I said, "Are you kidding me? You're still in harm's way? Good God, man!"
Absolutely.
And there are younger people I know who get out of the service who qualify for benefits that they don't even know about. So how do you get the message out, V, in terms of that general what people qualify for?
So we first establish relationships, right? There are a lot of guys out there who are saying, you know, I don't want to take advantage of any benefits. I didn't really do anything in the service. There's someone out there that can use it more so than the other. And what we first do is develop a relationship with that veteran. We first establish that communication or that line of communication, whether you're coming in the office, whether we're playing alongside one another at an Army-Navy game, or whether we're out and about at a family event and you just happen to see my hat or you see my shirt that says Army and you start asking me questions. You know, we just develop that first level of connection, that relationship. That relationship begins to build trust. Once we establish that trust, then we can kind of cater to what's out there for you. What did you do that you were while you were in the service that I can help provide you with? Are you in need of healthcare services? Are you in need of mental health services? Did you suffer a disability or an injury while you were in the service that you should be compensated for? It's never a means of I'm taking benefits away from someone else. It's you're securing the longevity of these services and these benefits. By you taking advantage of these services and these benefits, you're ensuring that my children can also benefit from these services should they ever join the service, that my great-grandchildren are able to afford these services and these same types of benefits should they decide to enter the service, and so forth and so on. So as the generations go on, by you taking advantage of them now, you're securing for the future generations.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's great to hear. All right, I want to ask you about a couple of other things, and then we can kind of wrap it up with a general thing. But on the Facebook page, there's something called the 6888 Watch Party, and it's very fascinating and unique. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the 6888 Watch Party is going to be hosted at the Hamilton American Legion Post. There's a national, statewide, I don't know about national, but there's a statewide watch party. The 6888 are the nurses corps that served in World War II, and what struggles they endured while they were in the service, what obstacles they had to overcome and their stories. And so the 6888 watch party is, you know, December 20th is the release date for Netflix. So the Women's Veterans Network has collaborated with a lot of local VSOs and American Legion posts and other locations to offer a free watch party to not only women veterans, but all veterans. I think it's important that all generations, all genders, kind of get a grasp on, you know, not only what female veterans endured, but how that camaraderie and how that relationship amongst one another is very instrumental in who we are and what we become later in life. So the watch parties, I believe there's about 6 or 7 locations statewide. One of them in the Cape Ann area or under our district will be at the Hamilton Council on Aging, and perhaps we can work with the Women's Veterans Network or, you know, amongst ourselves to have additional watch parties come to a few of the other American Legion locations in the future as well.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
We encourage, again, all veterans, male or female, to attend these watch parties. It's such a great movie. It's so instrumental to us. Feel as if everyone should watch it. Whether you were in the service, whether you were not in the service, it just gives you a little bit of insight of some of the obstacles that we as women veterans endure.
I have another friend, actually, it's my wife's cousin, who is also a veteran, and I told him about the license plate movement, where in many cities and towns of Massachusetts, if you are a veteran, you get a veteran's license plate, and you have free parking. And he did point out to me, he said, I can't afford it. And I thought, did we ever have any change in Gloucester in terms of maybe getting a sticker or a handicap placard, that kind of thing? For those veterans,
no sticker, no handicap placard. What we have is worked with our direct IT department. Mm-hmm. So at a municipal level, we have been working hand in hand with our IT department to manually enter your license plate, so that when a meter maid comes around with their handheld or the little fancy gadget car that they have, mm-hmm. that pings if you are past your expiration time, what will happen is it will read your license as if it were a veteran license plate. Now,
wow.
This is only very unique to Gloucester because mm-hmm. it is a Gloucester system that we're manually entering these plates into. There is a larger move or larger drive to provide free license plates to veterans at a statewide level. You know, that's included in the HEROES Act. Unfortunately, there's a couple hiccups that we've come across at a state level that has not provided free license plates to all veterans yet, but there has been some change and some move on considering free license plates statewide. The hiccup is that the funding, the profits of the purchase of a license plate does go towards the Holyoke and the Chelsea Soldiers Home, so it does stay within the veteran community, but we, you know, we're still trying to advocate for the everyday veteran that cannot take on an additional financial burden just to show off their pride. They should not have to.
Exactly. All right. Well, I hope that becomes a thing that
I
happens.
I hope so as well.
Yeah, that's great. V, what else would you like to mention in terms of either daily services that you provide at your location, or maybe weekly, monthly, that kind of thing that veterans, young and old, who haven't been down there might want to avail themselves to?
Yeah, of course. So we, you know, of course, we want to promote our Friday morning coffee socials every Friday morning, 8 to 10. We recently did begin doing a monthly lunch and learns. So the third Thursday of every month, we bring in some sort of individual who might have a resource or a benefit to share, whether that be at a local or at a state level or at a federal level even. We do bring in advocates from Bedford VA to come and share some of the resources that they have. These lunch and learns, we provide you with a free lunch. You come in and you listen to a presentation from one of these advocates, and hopefully you learn something. Even if it does not pertain to you, the individual veteran, you may come across someone that can use that resource, or that resource may be informative. You know, for example, you know, we're stronger in numbers, right? The more people that know about some of the services that we offer, the easier it is for us to have someone who is in need of services contact us. We put out this presentation on, say, for example, Chapter 1. on 15 benefits, you, the person who's sitting at this presentation, may not benefit from it, right? You may be over asset, you may be over income for the benefit itself, but you may have a friend or you may come across a spouse who may fall in this category, never knew this benefit existed, but because you sat in on one of our one-hour presentations and you ate for free for that evening or that lunch period, you now know this resource that you can mm-hmm. share with this spouse or with this other veteran. And the likelihood of the referral coming from a friend or a personal friend of theirs is better for us, right? They trust what you say and the information that you share with them. And if you trust V and Brian from KPAN Veteran Services, then they would also, because you trust them. It's a referral from a friend.
Have you had people come in, veterans come in, and have no idea how to get in touch with the VA, or if in fact they should get in touch with the VA?
Yes, I mean we have veterans or spouses even, or even friends of veterans, call our office daily or pop their heads into the office and say, you know, I never took advantage of any benefits. What's out there? And, you know, of course, it's a little bit of a teeth pulling, right? What are you looking for? But eventually we can kind of help out or help you figure out what it is that you need. Do you need healthcare services? Do you need financial assistance? Do you need some sort of mental support? We can kind of pull that out of you. There's no shame in just coming into our office and just coming to check us out and say, hey, just want to know, what do you have to offer?
It sounds fantastic, V, and I just can't believe how much stuff you do personally. And I appreciate that. It's great knowing so many people have recourse to go there locally and get some information and meet people. I think that's terrific. Yes. Is there anything else?
Yeah, we're definitely on a local level, but for any of your listeners that are outside of the KPAN area, mm-hmm. definitely connect with your local VSO. They're so full of a plethora of resources and knowledge. Go to them, connect with them, establish a relationship with them, you know, build that trust with them, because they're there to help you. We're all us VSOs, all of our local offices, we're all here to help you, the veteran, and you, the relative, the family member, the spouse who is in need of some sort of service. We're here to help.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't even think to ask you about family members who are not veterans. So I appreciate getting that information out there as well. Final question I think I have is, do you meet with other district directors on a regular basis and sort of exchange notes or update one another?
We do. We kind of rely on one another. I'm not ashamed to say I don't know everything, right? there are sometimes where I have to call one of my peers and see what sort of knowledge they have on a particular topic and how they can help me. And we're here to help each other out as well, right? We understand that this is one of those jobs that you can't really train for, although we do have an annual training, annual conference that we attend. And then we also do quarterly training amongst ourselves within the regions. But this is also one of those jobs that we just can't train. We don't know what will walk through those doors at any given moment. And so if something does come, we have already pre-established relationships with many of our peers to kind of just get a grasp on, have they ever encountered a situation like this? Without sharing details, they're able to kind of give us a little mentorship on, or advice on how do we proceed.
I lied. I have one more question. Sorry. I'm keeping you so long. This time of year, it's supposed to be celebratory and an uplifting time, but for many people, veterans probably more than others in some cases, it's difficult. It's a difficult time. Do you find that having this kind of veterans services organization in the city, that those people are able to network and get comfort in sharing stories or just talking with people?
Yeah, well, that's also part of what our role is, right? We are able to identify those individuals who may need a little additional support, right? And we have a lot of organizations that reach out to us with some sort of resource throughout the holidays, you know, whether it's a free meal, whether it's, you know, gift cards or care packages or whatever the case may be. And we're kind of that third-party entity. If there's a veteran or a family that we know of that needs additional support, we're that intermediator, we're that person, that third party friend that can help connect them with some of those resources. And again, this all comes back to the trust, developing those relationships and having those connections with some of our veterans, that we're able to identify those few individuals who are going to need a little bit more assistance, especially during the holiday season. We do know and understand that the holidays and togetherness and families and things like that can be very triggering for a lot of veterans. And so we're here to help them navigate what additional services and support they may need.
Well, V, I want to say thank you for your continued service, and you are a tremendous asset to the community, and I know that so many people really appreciate that.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. I always appreciate you circling in with us and making sure that, you know, the veteran community is not forgotten.
We will do it again. Meanwhile, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and enjoy what's left of the month.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you, V. Take care.
All righty, Rick.
Bye-bye. That is V. Ciparini, who is the District Director for the Cape Ann Veterans Services. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.